We're doing the book of Malachi. The Navi had been describing the ways of the Kohen, the faithfulness of the tribe of Levi, and that because they were faithful, because they were respectful of Hashem, so briti ayita ito, I have made my covenant with him. And the Navi continues to describe, and again the Navi is describing the tribe of Levi as a lesson to all of the people. And the Navi continues, we're up to what's called the second chapter, the sixth pasuk. Torah emet hayita v'fihu v'avla lo nimtza v'shpatav. He taught Torah with exactness, meaning sometimes you could teach Torah and be approximate, but he had Torah emet, he had the true Torah, exactly right. V'avla lo nimtza v'shpatav. And you would never catch him saying something that was inaccurate, something that was slightly off. Bishalom u'mishor halach iti v'rabim hishiv me'avon. Bishalom u'mishor. Two things. Peace and honesty. Peace and being a straight person. Bishalom uvmishor halach iti. He went with me. And here there's an interesting interpretation. There's a famous question which we discussed a few weeks ago. Is it because Hashem said so that we should be a kind person? So then we shouldn't have any feeling? Or is it because we feel like it that we should be a kind person? So then there's no connection to Hashem? Or is it somewhere in between? So the Navi describes, Bishalom uvmishor halach iti. He went with peace and honesty with me. Meaning that duality. On the one hand, he pursued peace and honesty. On the other hand, he also did it because I said so. And we discussed 2 weeks ago that balance where a person is supposed to develop, the Torah is supposed to develop within a person the traits and the tendencies to be a good and kind person. At the same time, we're also supposed to work with the system of the Torah. So there's that balance. So the Navi describes that balance, that Levi had that balance, or Aaron had that balance, or Pinchas had that balance, Elazar had that balance, the giants of the tribe of Levi. They went with peace and honesty with me. V'rabim hishiv me'avon. And because he behaved that way, he caused many to do tshuva from their sins. So the simple reading of the pasuk is that when a person is a remarkable human being, so that draws other people to his way. Just because of the way he is. I merited to see a few people like that in my life, that people were better people around them because of who they were. V'rabim hishiv me'avon. Another understanding here is that V'rabim hishiv me'avon, he brought the masses back. V'rabim hishiv me'avon. What was his job? Torah emet haya v'fiv. B'fiv. He's teaching Torah. So if he's teaching Torah, so that's rabim hishiv me'avon. Meaning, another reading is that it doesn't go back on his way of life, b'shalom u'mishor halach iti, but rather back to Torah emet haya b'fiv. Ki siftei kohen yishmeru dat v'torah yevakshu mipiu. For the lips of the kohen yishmeru dat, their job is to maintain the knowledge, the way of life of the people. That's their responsibility. Why v'torah yevakshu mipiu? Because everyone asks him for Torah. So the Torah itself said, Yoru Mishpatecha liYaakov, the job of the Levites is to be the teachers of Israel, to be the teachers in every community. And that's why Kisiftei Kohen Yishmeru Dat. His lips are supposed to hold within them, he's supposed to have the knowledge to teach. Here there are two interpretations. One interpretation is, Siftei Kohen Yishmeru Dat. Why? Because Torah yivakshu mipiu. Because people seek Torah from him, so that's why his lips are responsible for knowledge. The other interpretation is the exact opposite. Why do people seek Torah from him? Because his lips contain the knowledge. is the, which point do we start at? Do we start with the idea that the Torah says, go ask him for Torah, and then obviously he has the responsibility to have the knowledge? Or is it that they initiated, the Kohanim took the step forward to know the Torah the way they should, and so the people, they pursued them for Torah? Ki malach Adonai Tzevaot hu, for he is an emissary from Hashem. The Kohen's job is to be the messenger of Hashem to teach the people. And our sages learned from this pasuk a rule. Ki malach Hashem Tzevaot hu. What does it say? They seek Torah from him. Torah yivakshu mipihu. Ki malach Hashem Tzevaot hu. For he is an angel from Hashem above. The Gemara gives us the following story. The Gemara in Moed Katan says, the rabbis got a report that there was a person who was teaching Torah, but he had a bad reputation. They said not nice things about him. He was honest with other people, but they said that he once went to a house of ill repute, and obviously word got out. So the rabbis didn't know what to do. This is a man in his community. He's the one that's teaching Torah. On the other hand, he's getting this bad reputation. What do we do? So it says they went, I think, to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan quoted to them this pasuk. He said, when is it Torah yivakshu mipihu? When should people seek Torah from a teacher? When malach Hashem tzvakotu. When the people can view him as an angel. But if the people look at him and they say, what a reputation he has. Oh boy. So even though he might know more Torah than them, and until now they've all been learning from him, well, that shouldn't be the case. And so the rabbis ostracized him. They put him in nidui. The Gemara says he tried very hard to get out of it. He tried to ask them to get out of it, and they wouldn't let him out because this was the reputation he had had. The Talmud tells us, what did he really do? The Talmud says if a person sees that his desire is overtaking him, so obviously he fights it, and then he sees he's going to lose the battle. So what should he do? He should wear black clothing. Cover himself with another layer of black clothing. Go to a place where no one knows him, and then by then he should have repented and come back home. So the wording of the Talmud is, and then he should do his heart's content. Meaning if he's going to do it anyways, he should at least not do it at home, and not do it in a way where he's just free, I'm doing what's right. No, he's doing what's wrong. He should cover himself with black and cover himself again with black and go to a city where no one knows him. And then if he falls, he falls. So two interpretations we have. We have two traditions. One in a tradition we have, Tosus quotes, Rabbi Hananel, the Gaonim say, the Gemara is not giving you a license to go and sin. The Gemara means by the time you go out there like that, you're going to look at yourself and say, what a terrible thing I'm doing. I'm not doing this. The other interpretation says, no, if he's going to sin, let him at least do it in a way that he realizes I'm doing something wrong, and let him do it in a way that he doesn't do a chil Hashem. But what do we see from the Gemara? So the Gemara says, this man who taught Torah in his community, this is what he did. So you see, all his privacy didn't work, right? He went to the next city, he put on black, he covered black, and yet he had a bad reputation back home. He comes home and everyone's talking. What?
They still caught him.
And we know that he did that. That he brought him back and went to the next city.
That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, what did he do wrong? So the Gemara says he did this, that the Talmud says. And that, the Gemara says, that's a violation of Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakotu. Meaning, you only learn Torah from a person who you feel is like an angel. You look at him and you say, okay. Well, and then they ostracized him. The other rabbi said, if he has a bad reputation and he's really doing a chil Hashem, we're not leaving him in his position. And that's it. He lost it for the rest of his life. It says he kept trying to get back in and they wouldn't let him back. Obviously, they realized he wasn't fit to come back. And so that teaches us something, right? Ki malach Hashem tzvakotu. V'atem saltim min haderich, ichshaltim rabim batoram. Now Hashem turns to the Kohanim of that generation, and Hashem says, this was my expectation of you, but you've veered off the path. You've caused many to stumble in Torah. It's not only you who have sinned, you've caused others to sin. You've misled them. Shichateim berit ha-levi, Amar Adonai Tzevaot. You've desecrated, you've destroyed the covenant I made with Aaron, the head of the tribe of Levi. His responsibility was to serve me, to honor me, and you've destroyed that because you've mocked it. Ve'gam ani natati etchem nivzim ushvalim lechol ha'am. So Hashem says, okay, you broke your end of the covenant, then I'll break my end of the covenant. And I will cause you to be the scorn of the nation. People will look down at you. The exact opposite of the life and peace that you were supposed to have, you're going to have a life of scorn, a life of shame. People are going to look down at the Kohanim. Kifi asher einechem shomerim et derachai venoseim panim batorah. In accordance with your behavior, that you are not maintaining my path, venoseim panim batorah, and you are playing favorites, sycophancy, as you turn the ways of the Torah to suit the fancy of the wealthy. You're willing to say whatever the wealthy want you to say. So if you're going to be bought out, so then I'm going to make you the shame of the nation. Hallo av echad lechulanu, hallo el echad bera'anu. So here, the Navi goes on and he says, Hashem won't get appeased because the people have not been faithful to their wives. Halo av echad lechulanu. We're all the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, so we're all one family, so to speak. Halo el echad bera'anu. There is one Hashem who created us. The souls of Israel all come from Hashem, from, so to speak, one quarry. Chazal tell us there's a quarry of souls, and there's one quarry where Am Yisrael comes out of. So we're all related physically, we're all related spiritually. Madua, and if so, so then why? Nivgadi ishbe achiv lechalel berit avoteinu. Why have people been traitors to their fellow man? Why is it that people are willing to commit adultery? We're all one family. How could you commit adultery with someone else's wife? So, Hashem tells us he's coming out now in the period of the beginning of the Second Temple, and he's giving the people over the head, and he's saying, how could you go with other women? When they left Babylon, and they ascended to Israel, so they got very sunburned, and the husbands didn't like the way their wives looked. So they went and they took Gentile women. And the Navi comes to them and says, what's wrong with you? What about the covenant? Hashem says, you're not allowed to marry women from the other nations. You left your wife because now she's all black, and now you're going to take a woman from some other nation? Halo av echad lechulanu. We all have one father. We're all one family. We all come from Yaakov Avinu. Halo el echad bera'anu. We all have one soul. Hashem created us. Madua nivgad ish be'achiv. Why has one person been a traitor to the other one? How could it be that you went and took women from the other nations and you didn't take from your own family, from your own people? This is very interesting, because what turns out is that Madua nivgad ish be'achiv, why has one person been a traitor to his brother, is going on his wife. And that means that he's including, we're all brothers, is including the sisters as brothers. Avram Avinu didn't have children from Sarah. He didn't take a second wife until she came and said, do me a favor, go take Hagar. Yitzchak Avinu, the same thing. His wife was barren. He didn't go and take another wife. Yaakov Avinu didn't take another wife until his own wives told him to take another wife. And you, because your wives got sunburned, because you don't like their looks, so now you're going and taking non-Jewish women? בגדה יהודה ותויבה, נעשתה בישראל ובירושלים. Judea has been traitorous, they're treacherous. ותויבה נעשתה בישראל, and a disgusting thing has happened in Israel. כי חילל יהודה קודש אדוני אשר אהב, ובעל בת אל נחר. Because Judea has desecrated themselves, they were supposed to be sanctified to Hashem, and now they've desecrated themselves in that they've been intimate with the daughter of a foreign god. And here you see the Navi describes being with a non-Jewish woman like being with a non-Jewish god. She is called the daughter of a non-Jewish god, Bat El Nechav. And then the Navi describes the punishment, which we'll pick up with Bezat Shem next week. Chazal learned from here what exactly is the punishment of one who goes with a non-Jewish woman. We'll pick up here Bezat Shem next week.